This program is made possible by the giving of the God Called Partners of Renner Ministries.
Hey friends, this is Rick Renner, and again I'm on the balcony of our hotel in the eastern part of Turkey, standing in front of the beautiful Mount Ararat. And the reason we're here is because my team and I are filming a new series called Discovering Noah's Ark. It is a 10-part series. You ought to order the entire series because it is a full documentary of the Dharupanar site, which is where the ruins of Noah's Ark today can be found on the lower mountains of Ararat, just like the Bible says in Genesis chapter 8, verse 5. Please order that 10-part series. You will love it. And we're also offering you my new book, which is called Fallen Angels, Giants, Monsters, and the World Before the Flood. The subtitle says how the events of Noah's Ark and the Flood are relevant to the end of the age. And my friends, this book has more than 300 pieces of art and illustrations and graphics. It will just cause the story of Noah's Ark and the Flood to come alive to you. And I really want you to have it. So please go online or give us a call to order the series and to order the book right now. And when you reach out to us, please let us know how to pray for you. Jeremiah 33:3 says, call unto me, I'll hear you, I'll answer you, and I'll show you great and mighty things. And when we know how to pray with you, we'll pray with you in faith. God will hear us, God will answer us, and God will do something great and mighty for you. But now let's get in the bus, and we're going to return to the site of the Dharupanar site, which is really where Noah's Ark today can be found, and it's going to be awesome. By the way, the weather is very prone to change quickly here, so we don't know what's ahead, and that's why we want to get started now. Gang, here we are, yes, sitting on a big rock in the middle of Noah's Ark.
Wow.
Hooray.
It's amazing.
Do you see the bow of the ship right up there?
Yes.
And look at the perimeter of the ship. It is so clearly defined.
It's so defined.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you think, Rick, about water breaking against the ship as it was floating.
Oh, that is right.
It just makes you think they were in here and the waters were crashing against it, and they were in here speaking like we are.
And just because of multiple earthquakes, the sides fell out from all around this, so the ark just protruded up from the ground. This is amazing. But Andrew, we need to ask a question. What is this big rock that we're sitting on doing in the middle of Noah's Ark?
Yeah, so the critics will say, well, under the surface here, plus what you see exposed, is a huge rock. And over the years, water and mud flowed around it and formed a boat shape.
They say it's a part of the bedrock, right?
Yes, it's connected to the bedrock, and that most of the ship is a rock underneath. But what the ERT scans, which uses electricity, and the GPR scans, all these scans had peered below the surface here, and what they show is that this rock is actually free floating in the middle of the boat. It's not connected to the bedrock here at all. It might have come down with the boat or rolled in to where it's at today. And so this formation is not because of the rock.
Well, that would explain why this side of the ship feels a little dented.
Yeah, in fact, that's why it's kind of protruding out. It's 138 feet at the widest point right over here because it kind of fell out. But the shape, you can see, probably the rock rolled into it because the shape is clearly defined on this side.
This is clearly a ship. But you know, before we go any further, I think that I need to read from the Bible. So let's go to Genesis chapter 6, verse 14, where God said to Noah, make thee an ark of gopher wood. And what's gopher wood?
Many believe it means the laminated wood using like pitch and the bitumen, something that would have glued them together.
Which we would think is more recent technology. But you know, God knows everything. And God knew how to build a ship that would withstand the worst weather, the biggest waves in history, that was watertight and water repellent. And that's what gopher wood was. Wow. He says, brooms shalt thou make in the ark. There's rooms in this structure.
Right down here in this valley, that's where we're finding these right angles forming rooms about 7 feet down or 7 meters down.
They now know that from the bow of the ship, there's a corridor that runs right through the middle of this.
This is brand new data that has come out from our scans. And we had our 2019 scans reanalyzed, and it's showing about 4 to 6 meters down.
Wow.
This opening, a corridor down the central place of the boat, central line of the boat.
Now, if you look at the very middle of the ship, there's a hump in the middle. Why is there a hump in the middle?
This is probably the top floor, the deck that collapsed in, but we're also seeing with this new analysis that there's a central atrium that let light in through all the levels.
That's amazing. All right, let's listen to Genesis 6, verse 15. And this is the fashion with which thou shalt make it of. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth of it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. Okay, tell us about the dimensions of the ship.
So when you do the measurements, and we had a tourist come out in 2021 from Texas, and he actually brought his own tape measure. And we measured it for him. We made a little video, and it was 515 feet long, exactly 300 royal Egyptian cubits.
And the width is correct?
The width in the middle is a little wider than the Bible says, but if you take the average, they say it would equal what the cubits are. Plus, as a decaying boat, we see in ancient times, as these wooden ships decay out, they splay. So it's a little wider than what you would see in the biblical account.
And the height is also identical to what the Bible says.
Yeah, using the ERT scans, we're seeing these different deck layers. When you add up the height of each one, it equals what it says in the Bible.
And actually, that's what we read in the next verse. A window shalt thou make to the ark, and in a cubit shalt thou finish it above, and the door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof, with lower, second, and third stories shalt thou make it. And the scans have shown that this structure has 3 floors.
Yep.
Andrew, this is Noah's Ark.
What else could it be?
What else could it be? One man said, can you think of any other ship 300 cubits long that would be resting on the mountains of Ararat?
You know, I heard one critic write, he claimed that, well, this is a Mongolian fort in the shape of a ship.
Oh, right, and, right.
You see, it's in the middle of a valley. People could just shoot arrows down on it. Why make a ship-shaped fort?
You know, people who don't want to believe try to debunk everything.
Yes.
But the evidence is here, and I think the evidence is irrefutable. This really is Noah's Ark. And this is where life started. And this is where God spoke to Noah and his family and said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. And the 8 of them together had quite a massive project. But you know, the real landing place of the ark was not here. It was right up there at the top of the hill. And this is sitting in a big mud flow. So over thousands of years, it's moved about 1,500 feet lower, and then it just stopped right here. But you know, there is so much more we need to see before we move up to the landing site. So I would like for our team to get out and walk the perimeter of the ship and really experience this amazing location.
You find a rivet, it belongs to me.
Okay.
Okay,
Andrew. I'm just kidding.
These are the timbers of the ship. That's what we're looking at.
It's amazing.
You can just imagine how they were in this, and we see the size of it, the sounds they heard with the animals and the water. We're talking 40 days of the most intense storm Earth has ever known. And then a year of sitting in that.
Tell
Congratulations, you made it to the bow of the ship.
Hooray!
What do you guys feel when you were walking along the edge of the ship, Joseph and Heather?
Just such a sense of what this was doing, that it was in the sea, that it was in the water. And they were in that for 40 days and 40 nights, experiencing that kind of violent storm.
Well, actually, they were in the water a little over a year.
Amazing, yes.
A little over a year. Denise, what did you feel walking along the edge?
I was thinking about how steep it was.
Actually, it's very steep right now, but guys, turn around and look behind us. You can see the outside of the ship on the left side and the right, all the way down to the stern. And look in the distance. You can see Lesser Ararat on the right. The snow is covering Greater Ararat on the left. And if you look down below, those are just miles and miles and miles of lava, which is the reason why if the Ark had landed there, it would have never survived. But it didn't land there.
It didn't.
It landed right up there. And that's where we're going to be going in the next episode. But before we do that, I've got something else pretty exciting to show you. Are you ready to see something else?
What is it?
Are you ready to join us? Let's go. Andrew, this is beautiful. Here we are standing by the very bow of the ship. And right there, we're looking at Armenia. Over there, we're looking at Iran. Mm-hmm. And just behind us at the top of the slope is a watchtower, which is where the guards are guarding that border of Iran. And here, we're looking at the cliffs. It looks like a saddled mountain. And that is described in the Epic of Gilgamesh.
That's amazing.
That is amazing. And the Bible tells us in Genesis chapter 10 that after the flood, the first city to be established was called Mesha. Well, guess what? This mountain is called Nisher.
Oh, wow.
And there is Mesha. Yeah. And that is where Noah and his boys built the first settlement after the flood. And today, researchers have gone there. And isn't it true they found ancient settlements there?
Yeah, on this left-hand side. And then in the middle third, they've even found petroglyphs of animals.
What kind of animals?
They've said they saw petroglyphs of an elephant and a giraffe. So these are animals obviously not native to Turkey.
But you're going to show us something else over here. Tell me what you're going to show us.
Yeah, so on this end of the bow of the boat, a researcher about 20 years ago, or 30 years ago, he shaved the top soil off the side. He got permission to do this. And what it revealed underneath all this dirt was the fractured remains of rib timbers.
You're talking about right here?
Right here. Now, it's hard to see today because it's been weather. You know, every winter there's a storm. But right here is where he uncovered the vertical member, the timbers that probably are the rib timbers.
So today, if we took shovels and we begin to scrape off
the side of it, you probably see the same thing.
We could still see those timbers right here under this mud.
There's little pieces because they're exposed, so they're fractured from all the winter storms.
That is amazing.
This was where it happened.
And actually, Andrew, if you keep looking down this side of the ship, you can see those protrusions through the top, which are probably those rib timbers. And look in the distance. Look at Lesser Ararat,
the snow.
Greater Ararat with the snow and the floodplains below. This is just remarkable.
We're in the mountains of Ararat.
And to think that as the waters begin to abate, eventually Noah and his family and all the animals, little by little, begin moving further and further and further and further down the hill until finally they settled in the valley in a place which was from ancient times called the Village of Eight. And we're going to go there. But first, we're going to get in a tractor, and we're going to go to the top of the mountain.
I think this is hail, actually, now.
Yeah, the weather's changing again. Now we're experiencing hail. But let's go get in the tractor.
Sounds great.
Sasha, don't fall.
This will prove to you that there's nothing we won't do to bring you to these biblical sites. We got in the tractor and it's hailing, which means we're not going to make it to the landing site until the next episode because we can't go there in this freezing temperature and in all of this hail. But you ought to see us. We're covered with mud. Our legs are covered.
And it's amazing because right now there's hail, but looking over there, it's beautiful sunshine on Mount Ararat and Lesser Ararat. And now we're on the tractor, all of us together, and we're gonna go back to the visitor center and wait for the hail to let up so we can continue.
Right, man. We have to go up this hill, then we have to go down the hill.
We did it!
All right, guys, what'd you think about that?
That was an adventure.
What'd you think, Z's?
Oh, that was great.
Joel?
Ride of a lifetime.
Paul?
Always fun.
I've never taken a tractor ride in hail on Ararat Mountains.
It was my first time.
I think we need some hot tea. Let's go in. Let's warm up and let's talk about our experience.
All right.
Oh, I'm so grateful we've come back to the visitor center. Be careful, guys. It's a little slippery here. Hey, look at this. Denise, first class service.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Oh, let's come over here. Let's take our seats. Oh, all right. Pull up a chair, all of us. Well, I want to tell you, Denise and I have never taken any of our friends on a trip like we just gave you.
Well, and that's my first time to ever be in the hail. In the hail. You usually are inside when it's hailing.
Well, you weren't just in the hail. You were in a tractor in hail.
And I was. And I was using my umbrella to keep the camera from being destroyed.
And you guys, that little village that we were driving through,
yeah,
is a village that has been on the side of this mountain for thousands of years. I don't talk about this in my book, but I have one chapter called Ancient Voices About Noah's Ark.
Mm-hmm.
And many of the ancient voices recorded that there was a Kurdish village.
Wow.
And the Kurdish village, these were the people who first found this site.
Okay.
After the first earthquake in 1948. Of course, people had seen it for thousands of years, but then it got covered with mud.
Okay.
The earthquake exposed it, and we just drove through that thousands and thousands of year old Kurdish village and came back here because we're not going to go to the landing place with all this hail.
Yes.
So what do you guys think, Paul?
I think it's fun. I'm enjoying it. Great company. And I'm glad that we can share it with people who've never seen it before. And of course, with everybody else.
What about you, Joel?
Honestly, this is my second time here. And this experience is totally different than the first time. And it is absolutely wonderful. I'm learning more things, new things, seeing different things. And of course, we're glad to bring it to you.
What do you guys think about this?
I think it broadens your scope on biblical history. It broadens your understanding of what's happening in the culture around us. And I believe the Lord is always speaking. And if you have ears to hear, you can be with people you enjoy being with, and you can really hear what he's saying. And I just want to also thank the partners and friends of Renner Ministries.
I
really do, because, you know, because of you and what you've done, you know, this ministry can get messages like this all around the world. So thank you so much. You know, Heather and I are products of your partnership with Rick and Denise Renner. Sure. And we're just so grateful to you, and it's wonderful to be here.
Heather, what do you think of this experience?
It's, well, from bursting into tears at first sight to thinking, how will they hear without a preacher or a teacher? And I'm just honored and privileged to be here, to be able to bring this, to be a part of the experience of you guys bringing this to the world. It's just been amazing.
Well, Heather, thank you. I have to tell you, your hair suffered a little bit in the hail.
Yes. I think it suffered much. It was a sacrifice.
Oh, this is so much fun. And doesn't this tea feel good?
It feels amazing.
So I feel my hands again.
When we tell viewers that we pay a price to go to these sites to film, are we telling the truth?
It's the truth.
It's the absolute truth.
I mean, today I fell in the mud, had to wash my hands off. We went down the hill, up the hill, down the hill, up the hill. We finally got to the top of the hill. And one of the film guys said, I need you to go back down the hill and walk back up the hill again to film. I mean, this is really physical.
It is.
And how'd you like that tractor ride?
That was first bouncy.
Class.
First class.
Hey,
that was
metal,
a Turkish carpet in the bottom of it. It was totally wet.
The hail was a bonus.
Yes. Okay, but let me tell you, that we're going to come back here and we're going to start the next episode right here.
Okay.
I really wanted us in this episode to go to the place of the landing. We just can't do it in this hail. Have you noticed how the weather just changes so fast up here?
Very quickly.
It goes.
Very quickly.
We're in the top of the mountains.
Yeah.
But this has been wonderful. But tomorrow, in the next episode, we're going to get back in that tractor right here at the visitor center. And we're going to ride all the way to the top of the hill right near the border of Iran. And we're going to show you the place of the landing. And you guys, there is a huge indentation.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the ark originally sat. And then from there, we're going to go back down the hill in the tractor and climb up another hill to the sacrificial stone that was used by Noah and his family in Genesis chapter 9. Somebody has asked a fun question. Were there actually monsters in the Old Testament? Well, we know from the book of Genesis chapter 6 that there were Nephilim in the earth. Nephilim were hybrid creatures that were born as a result of an angelic and mortal women union. And the women became impregnated and they gave birth to giants, which were hybrids, and they were fallen creatures. They were an aberration from what God designed. But there were very ancient sources which also tell us the giants then had sex with animals, and the animals gave birth to hybrid creatures that were not normal. These were monsters that roamed the earth. And so it indeed is very possible that there really were monsters that roamed the earth in the days before the flood. And I write about all of this in my book, which is called Fallen Angels, Giants, Monsters, and the World Before the Flood.
Are you ready for what's coming next? The Bible warns of a moment coming soon, suddenly and without warning, when Jesus will return to rapture his church. Right after that, the Antichrist will rise, deceive the nations, and unleash unprecedented deception and destruction on the earth. In Rick Renner's powerful new book, The Rapture, The Antichrist, and the Tribulation, An End Times Countdown and What Happens Next, you'll discover what the Bible really says about these prophetic events, what signs to watch for, and how to stay spiritually strong in the final days ahead. Pre-order your copy today at the special price of $21.75. But there's more. In his powerful book, Fallen Angels, Giants, Monsters, and the World Before the Flood, Rick uncovers stunning biblical and archaeological insights about the days of Noah, revealing what really happened before the flood and what it means for our future. This beautifully bound 500-page book is available now for just $29. And don't miss the 10-part series Discovering Noah's Ark, available in digital or physical formats starting at just $30. Call now or visit Renner.org to order these eye-opening resources and prepare for what's coming next.
Hey, this is Rick Renner, and today I'm in the Tulsa office. And this is the conference room or the boardroom. This room is used all the time for strategic planning for the gospel and for the teaching of the Bible, which we're taking around the world. And all around this room, we have scriptures about wise counselor and wise planning. Of course, we have the Great Commission on the screen behind us. And we even have photographs of all the board of directors of Rick Renner Ministries, who are real board of directors and regularly provide us with the most wonderful godly counsel and advice. But right now, we're in the process of paying off this facility in Tulsa. And guess what? We've already paid off 78% of the whole project. And that is just amazing. If you consider how long we've been doing this, it's really not that long. But because of the grace of God, and because of people like you, we are really making significant progress. And when we're finished paying off the debt on this building, it's going to release all these finances to help us take the teaching of the Bible further to the ends of the earth. And if you're not already a part of our ministry expansion project to pay off this facility, we're inviting you to join us and to become a part of our giving team. We're very serious about what we do. We're very careful with our finances, and we're really grateful for you and for every person who is a partner with our ministry. So if you want to become a part of the giving team, we welcome you, and together we're going to remove this debt and release finances to go further in taking the teaching of the Bible to the ends of the earth. Well, how are you enjoying our documentary of the ruins of Noah's Ark? Isn't it amazing? You know, the Bible tells us in Genesis 8:4 that the ark came to rest in the mountains of Ararat. It never says it landed on the peak of Mount Ararat, but in the mountains of Ararat, and the Ararat mountain range is huge. And on one of the lower mountains, which today is called Mount Judy, but it's a part of that range, really are the ruins of Noah's Ark. And I took my team there to document it for you. All of this is for you. And by the way, it was very difficult to go there, and what we did was very hard. But I really wanted you to see this with your own eyes. And I want you to order the entire documentary. It's 10 parts, which is called Discovering Noah's Ark. A full documentary about the ruins of the real Noah's Ark in the lower mountains of Ararat. Order yours right now. And we're also offering you now my book, which is called Fallen Angels, Giants, Monsters. Monsters? You got to be kidding. Yeah, monsters. And the world before the flood. In this book, we unlock mysteries about what was happening in the world before the flood and why God sent the flood. And we examine the ruins of Noah's Ark with full documentation, all kinds of photography. You will see it all in this amazing book. You can order all these things right now by calling that number or by going online. And please, when you reach out to us, let us know how to pray for you, because we are people of prayer and we want to pray for you. And if you've ever reached out to us before, you know that when we say we pray, we really pray. So please let us know how to pray for you. But until tomorrow, remember Ecclesiastes 8:4, where the word of a king is, there is power.
If you've never received Jesus as your Savior and Lord, now is the time for you to experience a new life Jesus has to give you. Pray this prayer with me right now. Lord, I repent of my sin and receive you as my Savior and Lord. Wash away my sin and make me completely new. I thank you that my sin is removed and Satan no longer has any right to lay claim on me. I faithfully promise that I will serve you as my Lord for the rest of my life. Amen.
If you just prayed the prayer of salvation with us, would you please let us know by going to renner.org/salvation? We would love to connect with you. Thank you for joining Rick Renner today. For more information about Renner Ministries and product resources, visit renner.org.